Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host. Delighted to be here. We're doing something a little different today. We've got a working musician, but kind of a guy on the other side of the band, a recording engineer. So I'd like to welcome Crawford Brown.
Hey, thanks. Nice to be here.
It's great to have you. So you mainly work at the Loft in Bronxville?
Right. The Loft Recording Studio, it's right near the train station in Bronxville.
Right near J.C. Fogerty's as well.
Right.
Yeah, make sure you have one of those machines with the talking lady that tells you how to get there.
Well, if anybody needs to know, they can contact me through MySpace.
Which is
myspace.com/ccbsound, CCBSOUND. And I'd be happy to help any way I can. And obviously giving directions would be part of that.
Now, the thing about this studio, as we talked a little bit about before, since it used to be children's theater, there's a nice stage. You probably have nice room ambiance in there.
Well, the whole space has changed a fair bit since then. We actually have three studios, so that did get broken up some years back. But that helps avoid scheduling conflicts. So we have three different rooms, so it takes up the whole block from the movie theater all the way down to the corner.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, it's a big operation.
Well, what's so nice, it's so nice to hear that someone is actually making money at music.
Yeah, it's hard to do, but it's certainly possible. And
now, are you full-time on staff, or you just get a call and they book you and then you come in?
I'm full-time, but it's also possible to do things other places. I mean, I've recorded some people live. I have a project studio at my home, which I don't, really promote, but I've had some people that I'm already know and working with at the Loft come there maybe to do some editing, something that we don't need to book the full room down at the Loft for. It would be a little more economical for them.
Now let's talk about Pro Tools. For people watching who don't know what Pro Tools is, give a little explanation.
Yeah, Pro Tools is really the commercial studio standard now. It has been for a long time. It's a digital audio workstation, is what oftentimes computer recording systems are called, or a DAW, D-A-W, digital audio workstation. It enables you to use the computer as your mixing board, although you can go through a real mixing board to go into Pro Tools, which makes all of the editing just so much quicker and easier than the days when it was all done splicing tape like you were talking about before.
Now, analog. Some people claim that analog gives you a warmer sound, although they no longer make analog tape in this country.
Right.
But what the heck do we make in this country anyway? So why should we worry about that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that certain people would be better off recording analog, or do you believe that at this point?
Well, that's a really good question, and it's an important one to think about if you really want to use tape and analog, because the truth is that if you're going to record, and we had several 2-inch tape machines and some 1-inch tape machines, but if those are not used all the time, then they're really not going to sound very good. And if I wanted to do tape and I was just completely committed to that, it's going to cost more because it's a slower process. And I would look for a place that specializes just in that so that you know they're calibrating the machines and so forth. The other aspect of that is if you want to take things back to your system and interface, maybe you're doing some things at home, GarageBand or Logic or something like that, or using, acid loops or whatever.
Software.
And, if you want to use sample software and things like that and for part of your project and then record some things in the studio and mix and match, then it's probably easier to do that staying in the digital domain. Digital capture in something like Pro Tools, you're actually getting more sound than you can get on tape. It rolls off the bottom, tape does, and it rolls off the top. People characterize digital as sounding brittle or cold initially because it captured so much more high end. And I think in the early, you know, for the first several years, people weren't as used to working with it. That was probably too true. Also, with computers, you can overcompress material and get it too loud, and it can be really brittle and painful to listen to. So, and that's how, you know, tape is more forgiving. But I think if you know what you're doing with Pro Tools and the digital system, it's a great system because you actually have more music frequency, in terms of frequency range anyway, you have more content there to work with. So I don't, personally, don't feel that it's inferior to tape. But that's a heated debate with some people.
I read a fascinating article by a woman who had a hit with Tom's Diner, a folk singer. She also had a big, was it Rika? Anyway, she had this song, Tom's Diner, on like her first album, and it was just her singing a